This is CliffCentral.com.
I feel like I was just time traveling, man. Like I went back to a place where things were so much more simple. Linkin Park coming through on that one. Breaking the Habit. Like, do you understand we'll never hear that song live that way again? Forever? And never ever?
Yeah. All we have now is what's etched in history, what's sketched in history.
Yeah, man.
What exists already.
It's such a... I don't know. Like, it's so weird. Like, how do we get used to death? We can't get used to death, yeah. Right? And it happens all the time. Like, all the time. We just recently lost Ray Phiri. You know? And now we've lost another fantastic voice.
Yeah.
In as far as the music is concerned, man.
what caught my attention more was the fact that, like, a few minutes after they announced his death, his Wikipedia page, like literally in few minutes, his name and then Waz. I was like, how? Just like that.
Yeah,
like the first sentence, it's Waz.
That's the internet for you.
Oh my word.
That is the internet.
It's only been a few minutes, guys.
No, but I mean, you know, it's one of those things we have to deal with, I guess. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about as much, that, you know, you might be living under a rock. The lead singer from Linkin Park passed on. I believe it was yesterday.
Yep.
Yesterday.
Mr. Charles Bennington.
Manchester. You know, there was this live performance of theirs that I saw. Obviously, I didn't see them live, but like it was a recording. Yeah, I don't have that type of money, and so I was watching it, and I for the life of me, I could not believe that he could do what he did on record live.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And that's the mark of a true artist. And I think the world is a shade dull. Duller, if that's a word.
For the first time in my life, I feel like I'm that guy who walked in and wanted to ask, who died? Because when I walked in, literally you guys looked so somber, man. You were just within yourselves. I didn't know. When you said he died, I was like, what?
Really sad,
you didn't?
So.
I didn't know he died. No, I didn't know.
I'm like, Chester? He's like, who? What's going on?
I mean,
I was gonna say Chester missing. I was like, oh, what?
Chester, like, who would care if Chester missing died?
Like,
I mean, you want us to cry puppet tears? Never mind crocodile puppet tears. Anyway, welcome to it, man. We didn't even do that. Welcome to it. It is 20 something with myself, just another cool kid, Nell Van Given, and Miss Lundy Sam. How you guys doing?
I'm great.
You good?
I'm good.
So last week Friday, we were supposed to come through and do the show. And we've got this WhatsApp group, the three of us. And
are you about to do Bane?
Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So I'm sitting at home, right? And I'm getting ready to leave to come do the show. And I get a message on WhatsApp. I'm like, okay, what's going on? And it's a voice note.
There's a stranger.
It must be really, really serious.
No, this must be important. You can't just send a voice note. And then I played the voice note.
Hi guys, I just have, you know, I was running outside and I lost my voice.
What?
I don't know.
I was like, okay, whoever is that, please give Lundy the phone because I do not recognize that voice.
Who is this man?
Who's this man?
And why is there a testicle in your throat?
Exactly.
What's going on?
What is going on?
Can you get that thing out?
In fact, can you just please...
Actually, I swallowed one of my titties.
Oh. Yes. Ain't that a bitch?
Yes.
Man. That is so annoying. Like, I hate it when your body decides to whoop your ass.
Yeah,
like,
it did.
You know,
it did.
It's from nowhere.
It's actually been doing that for the past, like, month or so. It's bad.
I'm sorry, but I'm glad you're back.
I'm good. Just the running nose now, but I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
The worst part of the body, mutiti. Why did I say mutiti? Mutiti, Joe. Don't surprise her. Usa irasi. Lo, Joe, lo, so, lalo, mutiti. Like, ay, mutiti, Joe.
Hey, man.
Straight up.
Wow.
You know, for the fact, like, you just spoke in Pretoria. Like there's a language in Pretoria that you just spoke in.
That's been trending for the past 2 weeks. I'm so over it.
Like,
I am so over it.
I didn't know people didn't speak, you know, or didn't... Like, I mean, I didn't know Pretoria was such a unique language thing. Like,
Pitori.
Wow.
Hey, man, that thing is deep.
Have a joke until the blood. Eh, they have all until the blood. Eh, that man joke. Get that thing, you have a diamond, you have a die, bra. I'm frosta. Can't tell.
Ukule wa manega wa fidile, rock and roll is the most listened to genre in the US.
Okay.
It's insane. I guess I can believe it looking at the landscape, especially if you look at it down here. Like, it's insane that we also consume hip hop more than we consume like our natural sort of music genres, our white or our house, you know?
Yeah.
So it just got announced 2-3 days ago that it is now hip hop and R&B combined are the most listened to genres in the US. So there you go. So we are number one. Are there that many of us?
Do you know what it is? Like, a lot of white people are going to get mad at me about this, but it's fine. Listen, like, when you think about the innovators of music and the people that have taken music forward, when you go back as far as jazz, at some point, American white people considered jazz devil music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Up until a bunch of white people decided to play jazz music. Right?
Yeah.
And then black people started playing a different type of sound from jazz.
They elevated from the
blues, and it became something like rock and roll. And they were like, no, that's terrible. Black people making this rubbish. And fast forward a couple of years, guess who's playing rock and roll? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking with the stat that Noah just gave us, I'm thinking there's just a lot more white people doing R&B and hip-hop. Which is why it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the States.
No, yeah. And you look at the combination of Charlie Puth and Wiz Khalifa having the most viewed YouTube video ever, like in history now.
Yeah.
You know, for a while we were talking about Gangnam Style and this and that. But that combination, and you look at the number of Western artists that are in the business now. It's the norm.
Yeah, it is. When it comes to SA, though, my thoughts on SA is this. I feel like we've lost our sound, generally. Like, the only people or the only musicians I feel that are putting out authentic South African-sounding music are your house DJs. You know what I mean? Because when you listen to Black Motion, you listen to Uhuru, you listen... You know what I mean? At some point, the sound that Uhuru was making went north.
Yeah.
Like, you all of a sudden Davido to make Uhuru type music.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? There was a day where you'd switch on the radio and Mambotch would be playing and you're like, you know what? This sounds like me. You know? This sounds like my neighborhood. This sounds like some dude I just bumped into 5 minutes ago and now he's on a record. Nowadays, the first thing you hear, doom, 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 boom, blah. There we go. They drop the bass one more time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then immediately you ask, you know, hore hibbidi hababa jibbibi. Hashibbidi babbidi sibbidi. Hashibbidi habbidi hibbidi.
And then it's gonna be that one girl's gonna come like,
you know.
And the funny thing with that as well is that it's slowed down. Have you noticed that hip hop? It sounds like it's going faster, you know, because there's a screw and but actually hip hop went and slowed down. You look at the artists now. Okay, I'm gonna mention Malum Kulket.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
21 Savage for the kids. He raps so slow. Whereas a few years ago or a few decades ago, or whatever. You had Twista. DMX. You had Eminem.
Yeah.
Like, you could barely make out what they were saying.
Yeah.
But the pace was insane.
Do you know what I'm actually trying to figure out, right? Like, because, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, the evolution of music, when you go from jazz to blues to rock and roll to, you know, hip-hop and disco and all of that stuff. What's next for hip-hop? Because... At some point, as you mentioned, like this type of stuff that Busta and them made way back in it, like yo, that was a specific sound for them. Like the 90s R&B hip hop, that was a you can make it a classification now, 90s sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we kind of moved into, you know, more up tempo ish. More intricate sounding hip hop and all of that stuff, right? And then slowly but surely, you know, with more and more people listening and the internet and more people having access to things, it developed into this thing we call trap.
Trap, yeah.
What's off the trap? Because right now, I remember when I was listening to people like Eminem and Dr. Dre and all of those things. Those people wanted, made me want to do more because of the things they were talking about, the mm-hmm. message mm-hmm. within the music. You get what I mean? Nowadays, you know, cooking up dope with the Uzi. How am I going to change the future while I'm cooking up dope with the Uzi? Being bad and bullshit.
In the words of Jay-Z, man, that money's going to help you buy back the block, man. It's time to buy back the block.
We have to.
We have to reinvest in ourselves. I think we have to buy ourselves now.
And just go back to your roots.
Yeah.
It can't be that hard. Yeah. It can't be that hard.
I actually want to give kudos to Jay-Z, right? Mm. I will be the first to admit that I'm not the biggest Jay-Z fan on earth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of albums that I've listened to where I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But with this one, I can't even express what I'm about to say in English.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the few genuine, you know, hip-hop albums I've heard in a long time. Like, there was no bells and whistles and extra things and midgets jumping in the background. None of that. Just really dope music.
Mm.
With a really dope rapper who can communicate, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You holding money to Instagram, money on your ear in Instagram, there's a disconnect. We don't call that money over here. You get what I mean? Like, a 5-year-old can understand what he's talking about, you know? And to me, that's always been the truest nature of hip hop. It's about connecting people, it's about, you know, bringing a different perspective to what's already there. Mm. That's what hip hop came from, people taking disco records, finding a loop and just looping it on two decks. You get what I mean? Where are we now? Are we bad and push?
And you see, we are what we evolving, as we would say.
No, I feel like we are regressing. You know what I mean? It's going back to a, you know, like nursery rhymes. You know, the cat on the mat, and it was black. You know what I mean? I when I walked past, I was sure it was fat. Like, what are we doing here? Like, can we flex a mental muscle a little bit? You know what I mean? That's all I ask from musicians nowadays, man. Yeah. As in, let's just put some message in the music. I understand we want to turn up. Of course, it's great to turn up, man. I'll bump Bad and Bougie in the club. But I don't live in the club, do I?
Yeah.
There are times when I'm driving. There are times when I'm with my girlfriend and we're sitting and watching TV or whatever. We might want to go out and have a date or whatever. Am I going to be playing Bad and Bougie while I'm trying to be romantic? No, we're not cooking up dope with an Uzi, baby. We're making chicken.
Yeah.
We're making chicken a la king over here, man. I remember there was a time, I mean, even with R&B, like nowadays, who's an R&B artist these days? Do we have those anymore?
Yeah, we do, but in different forms.
Yeah.
They're not.
They could.
The same sound with the
it
same.
It's trap soul now.
Yeah, it's trap soul.
Oh,
yeah.
They call it. So this trap is, it's trapping everyone else.
It's reimagine. I think it's a way to reimagine. Obviously, music, well, entertainment has to reimagine itself. You know? You look at especially technology driving a lot of what's going on.
For sure.
Even sports has to reimagine itself. We all have to reimagine the way we put out our products.
Yeah.
So it's a way to reimagine the music and how the music sounds. You know.
Yeah.
And a lot of what gets sort of used, obviously, I mean, there are still samples.
For sure.
I think essentially we are listening to the music that our parents listen to.
Yeah.
But it just makes us feel as though we're cooler. It's not the same thing.
True.
It's not the same sort of style.
Yeah. It goes back to that old cliche. There's nothing new under the sun, man.
Yeah.
History keeps on
repeating itself
and again
over
and again,
and over and over.
Which is why I feel I don't have a lot of stress in my life. For one reason and one reason only.
I don't stress it.
I'm not going to stress it. I'm not here to try develop something new. Like,
sure.
You get what I'm saying? Like, that stress is no longer on my mind. When I step into the booth and I'm recording my music, I'm not trying to come up with something new. No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to come up with something me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And more than that, we push that to the side, man. What? You don't like my shit? It's right. I'll find people
someone
who
else
do,
will like
man.
It.
I'll find someone who does. And trust and believe, there are what? Over 7 billion people on this planet? There will be people that like my shit. I can guarantee that. They don't like my shit.
Moving right along, Jack.
Moving right along. So, our president, Mr. Jacob Zuma, seems to be continuously putting out fires. Like, all the time. All the time.
Question.
Yes.
Who starts those fires? Who is the instigator?
No, let me tell you what happens. Ne? Like, you know there are times where you do things mm-hmm. and you communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people will take liberties with the freedom that you gave them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start the fire somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But because they are connected to you, you have to go now extinguish that fire.
But sometimes I feel like, let me make an example. When you're a parent, you can't hand your child a methylated spirit and a box of mesh and say, put it aside. Just put it on top of whatever. What do you think is going to happen?
If that child is obedient...
So now we're blaming it to the child.
Yeah, yeah. Boy.
But now you must understand that the child cannot be obedient if the parent is not disciplining the child.
Here's what I'm saying. Ne? Well, one of this analogy is going to get us into trouble.
But I'm just putting it out there. No. If you're saying he's putting out fires, who starts the fire initially?
Here's what I think, right? I feel like our president is at a point in time whereby the plans that he had put in place mm-hmm. are unraveling. Because the people he entrusted to make sure things don't go wrong mm. are letting things go wrong. I mean, when you listen to some of the things that have been put out in the media recently, I mean, it's ludicrous, right? You've got... I was watching the news last night and...
Wow, you did?
Yeah, I watch the news every day. Scour. I'm very focused. So, I was shocked when I heard that there was 500 million in arrears at... hold on, Eskom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How? Look, I understand I'm not the best at maths, but I am not going to put out 500 million anywhere in change. It's too willy nilly, man. They're just doing this thing all flimsically, and you know, and for me, that's the problem.
I get what you're saying. I still stand on. You cannot expect your kids to behave in a certain way if you don't instill that discipline in them. That's all.
Shine. Halala. That's the end of it. Right. Okay, so listen, if you guys want to be a part of the conversation while you're listening there, you can send us your messages on WhatsApp.
07974-82090.
Or you can send us a tweet.
At JNG_Loive.
Or at Cliff Central with the hashtag, at CliffCentral.com with the hashtag 20-something. All right, so we're going to jump into what we're going to be talking about today, right? And for those of you who are avid followers of the show, you will have picked up on the fact that for the month of July, we've been speaking to, you know, people that decided to step outside of the box. You know, they decided to live outside of it. They didn't just think outside the box. They were like, we're going to live outside. So we've had a couple of black young men, African young men, who make music that is not African.
Of their mother's tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So we are joined by another group of fantastic young men. We were outside downstairs having a chat. Mm-hmm. And I think they're cool. I hope you guys think they're cool. We are joined by the Drain Brain Experience. Gentle Brothers, how you doing? Are we in here?
Good.
We are in here. But I mean, you know, that energy. I need that energy, man. How you guys doing? Much better.
So rock and roll.
There you go. Yeah. So, fellas, we need to sort out this mic situation. There's a couple of people. Lundi, you'll share with Neo.
Cool.
Yeah, because, I mean, you share so much with Neo already. Oh. You might as well share a microphone.
Wow.
I'm playing.
All the wows.
I'm playing. Welcome, gents. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we great, man.
You good?
Yeah, we're cool.
All right, so let's start with the individuals. By name, one by one.
I go by the name of Temba.
Temba?
Yeah, from Soweto.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Ah, so yeah. Must I explain myself everything?
Well, he sounds like his dad, like he's coaching him, like, hey, what do you do?
Hey,
man.
Ask you a question.
I'm a guitarist. I play rock and roll, jazz, blues, classic. You know, just play music, you know. I started, like, long time ago in high school, you know. Maybe, like, I have, like, 6-7 years playing the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I also play bass guitar.
Dope stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm crazy on that guitar,
crazy
man.
Sure, brother Tembo. Hey, you guys have got a hard act to follow, just say.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
Yeah, man. I'm Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
Screamer of the band.
Yeah.
So that I'm the guy that holds the mic.
For sure.
That makes a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You are breaking the habit.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. This is my crew. Dream Brain Experience. From Soweto. That's where it all started. It's still very dominantly happening in Soweto for us. You know.
Dope things, man.
Yeah, I'm Chabang.
Tabang, Muskava Shai.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm a lead bass guitarist.
I've
started playing long ago, since from high school.
Yeah.
Like 6 to 7 years ago.
For sure.
Sure. What I play is influenced by funk, rock, blues, and classical music.
Dope things.
Sure, yeah.
All right. We've got one more member.
Mutlatsi Mukwena, the W between those.
Alright.
And it stands for wise men. I'm the drummist of the band. I only started playing drums recently, and I met these guys, and they want to grow me musically, so that's what we're doing.
Alright, dope things, man. Gents, you know, like, it's growing up in Soweto is a unique experience. I think that is fair to say. You know, we are exposed to so many things, like, if you've ever been to a wedding in Soweto, you know that it's one of those only here experience kind of things, right?
Yeah.
With the sounds that you guys grew up with, why rock? Why rock music?
Man, it's not really rock music.
Yeah.
I think by calling it rock, you're just boxing it into something that it's really not.
For sure.
Because obviously, yeah, it has rock elements in it. There's distortion, there's whatever stunts that we pull that people associate with rock music.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's Afro, man. It's black. It's deeply rooted into this African thing.
Yeah.
It's just that now the sounds are taken to a different level, you know. Imagine playing in Mbacanga on distortion.
Oh,
that's sick, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
It is.
So that's what we're experimenting with. So people haven't found a kind of like a genre for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just deal with rock, punk, Afro punk rock.
Yeah.
For now, but we're not rock, not at all, man.
I feel that. I feel that.
I love the different characters that I'm looking at. You know, just from your dress sense, I'm getting feels. I'm getting vibes, man. You know what I mean? You can sort of kind of identify the characteristics that are going on. You know, you look at Temba there. He looks like, I don't want to say circus.
You're right.
Am I right?
Circus. Yeah. Rock.
It's got like a Cirque du Soleil sort of
feel,
like a performance sort of feel to it.
Yeah.
And then you come to Dennis.
Dennis looks like he could start a revolution.
Hey,
eh?
Do it right now.
Right? Right now.
If his fist goes up in the air, dog.
I'm serious.
It's over. It's finished.
Done.
Serious.
Done.
I want us to take a picture of you with your fist up. We'll nationalize everything today. Swear to God.
And then Tabang sort of looks like the geek of the group.
Right?
Actually, with that sweater right there. Like, yeah. He's missing glasses.
The geek of the experience, let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't quite figured you out yet, Mkhati. I haven't quite...
The mystery.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy who's into hip-hop, but he's also pulled in this other culture. And he's just in between. It's like, okay, I'm there, but I'm Sangomas also here.
That analysis is on point, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Started as a rapper.
He lives in both of best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so you started off with the hip-hop?
Yeah, well, it's still what I do.
Yeah.
I think as artists, we should not limit ourselves as to what we do, you know.
Yeah.
Just branch off, do whatever you do. I paint as well. I know my brother Denzel paints as well, yeah. You know. Right. Anything, rap, you know, producing, playing drums, playing guitar, whatever it is, as long as it's art. Till all life is art, that's what it should be.
Yeah,
for sure. Umafunda, ni.
That's why they're sitting next to each other.
So now, you know, as I said, Soweto might not necessarily, you know, be the place where you'd find people that make music the way you guys decided to make music. How have you guys been accepted? Have you been accepted? Do people enjoy what you do? Or is it a balls to the wall kind of thing? Like, yeah, if you don't like it, fuck.
What do you think, bro?
I think it's like, if you don't like it, it's fine, bro. Like,
yeah.
Just doing our own thing, man.
Yeah. I think most of the guys, it's the old timers that have the problem.
Yeah.
With the music that we play, you know. As far as performance. Because I know my niggas on stage, they kill it.
Yeah.
So the old timers, they want to be chill on stage. My niggas get on and they just sweat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think most of the old timers get confused once niggas get off stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear that.
But then we have the youth, the crowd is responding well every time we on stage. We have people shouting, oh!
Yeah.
All the time. And that's what it is. Dream Van experience.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things is finding each other as different generations of people, you know, and getting to have a cultural exchange. You know, I think there's a cultural exchange happening here that's going on here. I think you guys are from different generations from the looks of it. Yep. So how does the story begin? How did you find each other, you know?
Denzel.
Oh, man. Damn. Me and Temba, actually, we've been friends for a while, man. Like, I think 4, 5, 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
And we started a lot of bands before getting to this rock thing. So we were part of different bands. We were part of a band called Jazz Cat at the time, which was a band that played soul, hip-hop kind of thing.
Yeah.
So those guys are still our friends. We still hang together, but we decided to go start another band. So we started a band called A Band Without a Name, me and him. And then we found a percussionist. It was very hard to like find drummers in the hood. You know? There's a scarcity of drummers in Ikas,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
but
they
there. Hence, you know, teaching this guy. Just kidding. So yeah, we established that band. That band broke up, and then that's when Temba met Tabang, and then they continued with the band with the percussionist guy. And
yeah,
found a vocalist, and then the band pushed for a while, and then I came back into the picture. I'm like, Temba, you know what, man? I'm missing this music thing, dog. I need to fucking get my shit back together.
Yeah,
man. I know I'm a painter and all, but you know, music is my thing, you know, because I'm more of a spoken word kind of guy, you know. But you know, imagine listening to rock that has poetry.
Yeah.
But with that rock voice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So we met at a gig again, me and Temba. There's a place where we perform on Tuesdays. So these guys that we used to perform with, the first band, Jazz Cats, called me up and like, Dennis, don't you want to do that shit we used to do back in the day? I was drunk, so I went on stage. I fucked up the performance.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed, man, you know, because there was a couple of girls in the crowd that I liked, you know.
Yeah.
That shit got messed up, you know.
I don't understand what you guys are going, wow, for. I mean, yeah, we're trying to impress these women.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all?
Okay.
So the same day, I was like, Temba, man, please, man, resurrect my spirit. Man,
yeah,
bring me back, dog. You know, let's can we just do one performance together?
Yeah,
because I see now you're on this Jimi Hendrix tease, and I like that shit because we're both fans of Jimi Hendrix and all of that rock. It's not rock,
yeah,
it's bluesy, man. It's soulful, but it just has that violent, that rock kind of
distortion.
Yeah, so the next week, the same week, we rehearsed a jam from the old songs that we were doing, but we revisited the songs with that rock punk shit.
With the new influence, yeah.
With the new influence. And then the next day, we came back to that same spot that we played, that I played, and I messed up the gig. And then the Drain Brain Experience was formed.
That is an interesting story.
Yeah. That is a very interesting
story. We can make a movie out of that, actually. Yeah.
And the name. How did the name come about?
How'd the name come about, dude?
Timba.
Oh, man.
Right, Temba yeah. actually was a punk. You know the guys that came here before? I don't know, when did TC?
A couple of weeks back.
I
used to skate with those niggas. We used to skate together, you know.
Where the fuck are these skate parks in Soweto?
Look, you don't. You
know me. No, there's no skate park.
There's one.
Pinville,
But that's the only one we know of.
And then there's another one now. They just made it like now. It's in Dubai.
Dubai. No, but for any person that grew up skating in Soweto, we didn't need a park, man.
We
didn't need a park. You find a couple of bricks and a pole, you put the pole on top of the brick.
Street skateboarding.
I mean, we were so used to mixing and matching
so
other
we know
things.
If it's head right now.
Seriously. I mean, we grew up with less than, you know? So you use that ingenuity for everything that you do. You know what I mean? That just because we don't have a soccer pitch doesn't mean we can't play soccer. Obeya Stena on the one side of the road, you put a brick on the other side of the road, and we play soccer. Even when it came to skating, man, I mean, you'd find like your typical parks, like a park, normal park, and you'd have guardrails around the park. You could do some crazy stuff on those things, you know, if you're willing to let your imagination go there.
Skating with bricks and things, that's the type of stuff, and poles, that's gonna land you on ridiculousness, I swear. You're gonna break something.
Thankfully,
it happens, you know, right?
It does.
Like, we have these shows in the hood where we do pop up shows, so we just identify a house that we like, and then we plug our drums and equipment there, call these skater boys. They come with those same bricks and poles and fucking thrash all over the place. And then it works.
My gang, that's not medical aid.
No,
don't do this.
You know what? When we were still doing it back in the day, it was that one thing that connected us. You know what I mean? We could go wherever our imagination could take us on our skateboards.
Yeah.
You know, and the amount of, you know, connectivity and camaraderie. When ukopana le majensa mang from Pimville or whatever, immediately you've got something to talk about because they see you on that skateboard. Mm-hmm. There was just something about how we lived our lives that opened us up to the rest of guys, you know?
And the problem was that if they see you carrying your board and you're not skating, like Uvako guys, and you're not skating with your board, they call you a poser.
Yeah. Right? Like,
so
you
have to prove yourself. If there's Unali Mumo, it's not a skate.
You can't just be walking around with your skateboard.
In Angola, they skate on Komung feet.
Yeah.
You don't have roads.
You do what you have to. You do what you have to, man. Yeah. So, gents, I mean, as you said, you hook up some of these pop-up performances and whatnot. Like, how does one keep up with you guys? Like, as much as, let's just say, I love your music and I'm not necessarily from Soweto, how do I track you guys down?
I think the best way is to go on our message us on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
Train Brain Experience SA. Or just call us up, man. Because here's the thing: when we do these pop-ups, we don't really plan them. We just wake up. Oh, we got money for a case or something. Okay, let's go get the sound. All our contacts on WhatsApp, send everyone a message.
Yeah.
Let's say it's like 3 and it's starting at 6. Like, just send a message. Whoever pops up gets to experience the Train Brain experience.
Yeah.
So that's how we do it, you know?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
I know it sounds obviously like it's all about the music, and it is about the music, but what I've been, especially since last week after we talked to, now I'm forgetting the name,
Demogorath Satanum,
there we go, after we talked to them, this all black band feel that's going on, I wanted to get into their minds to sort of understand if they would let in someone who isn't of your culture. You know, say you found a white guy somewhere or an Indian guy somewhere, you know. Obviously, there's no bias. Like I said, the basis is the music. Yeah. But were you to find a new member, how would that sort of work itself out? Are you open to
the
sourcing?
Member has to be sick. That's all, man. we with our music, we cross racial boundaries. You know, rock is mostly appreciated in white spaces. Which is the coming gigs that we have are in white spaces, and we're cool with that, man. It's not racial. It's actually, if you play that dope, you'll join us, man. We don't care what kind of racial background or economical background you come from. We just, it's all about the music.
Let me ask this then. You know, with the way things are structured in this country and what people typically like listening to. Do you guys have any concerns that you might not be radio friendly or you might not reach the people you want to reach?
Because 90% missed the genre.
Yeah, it did.
I'm not going to lie.
It did.
I don't listen to the radio frequently, but I can tell you now that this genre of music got missed. And it wasn't even talked about in any circles. I suppose only now the conversations will come up and we'll talk more about it. But it seems as though there's no inclusiveness. It's too outside the spectrum, I would think.
Yeah.
But that's all determined by media.
Yeah.
So, like, the thing is that a lot of times we like to complicate things and like, oh, it's out of the spectrum or whatnot. If media can play us, if you play that song 5-6 times in a week, people will get used to that thing and people will bump it.
For sure.
You know, I think if trap is this big right now, you know, whereas when it started, we were like, nah, I don't want that, I don't want that. But now everybody's dabbing, everybody's on that, you know, cooking dope with the bazooka or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So if media gives us a platform to actually express ourselves and put up our content and music out there, people will love it. Because wherever we perform, like, man, we kill stages.
I wish you can come, bro, sometime.
Don't wish. Make it happen. Tell me where you're playing. Man. So I can check you guys out.
Where are we playing? Let me check. Let me check.
Yeah, man. Just check.
So it's a theater tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Today, yeah.
So tomorrow. Today, yeah. Dope things.
And on the 5th, we're playing in Lagoon Cafe in Pretoria.
Ah, okay.
Inwood, yeah.
All right.
There's another one in Pretoria. Where is it?
It's incredible Acadia. How widespread it is.
Acadia Empire.
Yeah.
Acadia Empire. That's on the 4th.
Okay, let's do this. On the 5th, when you come through to Pretoria, I'm going to be with you.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to be with you.
Yeah.
We're going to be with them. What do you mean? Why are you single?
I can only talk for myself, Nina.
A planet.
I was just speaking for me. You know, check.
I see.
Yeah, Pella, because... You know, when I walk around living my life.
All right, Sharp, can I just say, then, check when we're outside and we're not on this radio thing, the 20-something journey, we're sitting out there, let's keep saying, no, let's keep saying, it's like, yeah, we get on the radio, it's this.
I'm so sad.
Keep
saying, no, should be ashamed of yourself.
He's keep saying, no, so, chill, cut it.
Yeah.
We're going to call.
Don't play around. We're serious. But anyway, these two know I love them. I don't understand why they want to do such funny things. So, okay, fine. On the 5th, we will be with you.
Oh, of course.
There you go. Right? So, as far as your performances are concerned, have you guys been traveling? Have you been outside of Soweto spreading the message?
Tim?
Outside? No, not yet. Yeah? Outside.
So what do you mean outside? Outside Soweto?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Josie.
Okay.
In the same.
Yeah, we did. Where have you performed?
Now I get you, bro.
Let's be honest, we haven't hit stages outside the Gauteng space.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're relatively a new band.
Yeah.
But even though we've been playing music, but Drain Brain Experience is a new kind of like thing.
Yeah.
That just started this year, I think, in February. But we've performed in, I think, over 20 places to 30 places in Gauteng.
Yeah.
Rooftops in Maboneng and, you know, all these places in Joburg.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. But Soweto is where we're at because we're still introducing the sound to the hood. That's why we do these pop-up gigs for people to just see
what it is you guys
what
do.
What we're about.
Yeah.
Because we can't all be trapping, man, you know.
We can't.
Trappers don't play instruments. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. These guys just go there and play Fruity Loops and make these beats and down tempos. And we've been through that process. But now we just want to teach people about live music. Because we're predominantly a performance-based band.
Yeah.
So you won't find any of our music recorded.
Okay.
We're planning on just performing in spaces and people experiencing the Drain Brain Experience.
That's cool, man. Yeah. That is such a different take on how to get your music out there. Yeah. And I have found live performances by far beat recorded music. Because it's almost as if you get a sense of the people on the stage. Like you get to know them.
Yeah.
on some level, you know? You guys, I mean, I remember I was 5 years old when I figured out that I want to do this, you know, entertainment thing. Like, I kid you not, I knew the Michael Jackson Thriller sequence when I was 5 years old. I kid you not. I've got the video to prove it and everything. When did you guys figure out that this is it? Like, when did you know that art is something that you want to be a part of? Dennis, I heard you mention that you were a painter as well. How did you know? Like, what did it... Was it one of those aha moments? Like, you woke up and you're like, ah, yes, this is what I should be doing.
I think I was just born a creative kind of kid, you know? Because my parents always had problems with me writing on the walls, going down.
Yeah.
You know, messing up stuff, you know? I even have, like, my earliest picture is of me crying after I broke my own guitar. So I've been a rock star. My mom tells me a story that I was crying and I broke my, my guitar, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I think you kind of like born with this creative kind of thinking, you know?
Yeah.
Because even like Temba, for one, he used to draw when he was in high school.
Yeah. Until drawing Ballsy and, and, you know, you remember those things.
Yeah. I mean, you start off by tracing. And then you're like, man, I can do this without it.
After that, there was like, you know, that nigga who danced, you know.
We used to do that.
On a Friday, we're meeting up, we're gonna show each other dance moves,
for
those
sure
kind of things.
Yeah,
I think the problem was that access, you know,
because
obviously we don't come from families that have it all.
Yeah,
so it's not like, you know, and it, plus, black families, man, you expect it to be a doctor or lawyer, something of that stature. So if you want to play a guitar, they won't buy you a guitar.
You know,
so we had to grow up and find ourselves and get these instruments and, you know,
I have to commend you for that, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of people that give up on what they want to do because things are difficult or hard or whatnot. But if you were to take a walk through Gokasi, man, you find so many young people with studios in their houses. Scotty Beck room, Mulidi, you know, drum kits. Even though the drums aren't the same color, but they actually just made it happen. You know? That spirit, man, it's a reason to stay alive.
How is that not seen as being an entrepreneur, you know?
I don't know.
Because I think we have also this mindset as blacks that we want to walk into these massive buildings and this lit up space where it's all happening, like it's all amazing. Whereas, you know, you could host a radio show literally anywhere. You know, your studio, as long as it's quality recordings and you understand what you're doing and the people that you're working with are quality, that's all that way it is. The name on the building, I think, always doesn't matter. It's more about the person walking in and what they're going to produce.
Deliver, for sure.
Content.
And you're talking about black family. Yeah, black parents are so salty, bruh. So shady, bruh. They're so spicy, bruh. They'll guilt trip you about your talent. Like, no, we can't do this for you because we must do this. But come on. But what I love is that now we can be those families. You say we don't come from empowered families, but the next leap of people, you know, your family surname, your heritage, your legacy, you can build that to something massive, and your kids can say, oh yeah, but we come from so and so and so. And obviously your kids will have to say, you know, my dad musical background.
The funny thing is that we were talking in the morning, so we were going to get some sticks from this house that we rehearse in, and these guys are like, ah, you know me. Oh, so we find this kid playing drums at the back of the house. So this kid is always, you know, Rumaye. Now we always send him to the shops, smoking. So today we find him playing drums, and he's playing proper.
Yeah,
like proper. He's like 7, 8, 9. So we take the sticks from, we're like, hey man, we have to borrow these sticks. And then every walk in, the guys are like, my kid is going to be playing piano from two, hey, guitar, bass, all of that kind of stuff. You know? So our kids are going to get it all. Because, you know, so we don't blame our parents, you know.
Because,
yeah, man, it's too late to decolonize those people. So the decolonization process starts with us, you know.
For sure. And more especially because we see it for what it really is. You know, there were certain things, I feel like because of the barriers that were put in front of our parents, there were a lot of things that they didn't find out about, you know, life in general, and we, you know, and themselves. And now we're open up to so many different things. I mean, I remember as a kid, I always tell people this, like when I was like in primary school, Nerekenari Model C, and a friend of mine was like, dude, come over for a sleepover. I'm like, okay, cool. I went home, told my dad, I'm like, hey, pa, Lyle wants me to come sleep over. He's like, what the hell is a sleepover? So you are just going to be there, sitting in these people's house, doing God knows what, you know?
Like having an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
What is that? You mean you are imagining friends now? So, to us, it's going to be a different story completely. And I have to applaud you guys. And all the other guys that have come through this month. I think what you guys are doing is phenomenal, man. Yeah. Because you didn't just look at what you had and thought, okay, let's just carry on with the status quo. You guys decided to do your own thing. And not enough people are doing that. So I have to commend you on that. I'm sorry. That's just something I have to do. Props to you guys.
Yeah. I'm just interested to find out that you guys create your own music. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you write your own song. What is your writing process?
Writing process?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. You mean write the whole music?
When you write, when do you write? Better at night, better in the morning, when you're in the shower?
When you're
wanking, the best songs come out.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. So no. Is your writing
process? I'm about to get there.
And then the bass line comes on.
So what happens is that we hang together, you know. So let's say Thabang had this tune he was playing last night.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh shit, that's a dope tune. And then Temba rocks on, tries to find the key and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I always have like lyrics in my head. That of songs, of things.
Like, they're like fish, ne?
Yeah, they're all over. They're so I started off with the freestyle, and then I find the chorus, and then okay, now I got the chorus, and then now I put in the, what do you mean, the verses.
Yes, yeah.
And then it's done. But most of the songs that we did, especially the two songs that we're pushing right now, it's Migrant Woman and As We Move, those songs were created, it was me and Temba, we in chilling in the room together there.
Yeah.
So we're trying to, we're a band without a name.
But
we're trying to find the right kind of sound. So we'd play all night from like 7 at night until like 2 in the morning.
Mm. Yeah.
And we'd be like, ah shit, these songs are work. Try the next day. And then
like we switch genres. Like sometimes we play soul. Yeah. And I said, ah no man, it's not working, dog. And then we go to another genre. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, we try.
It's a journey.
That's the beauty of being creative.
Yeah.
Of being a creative naturally. You cannot say you're creative and stick to one thing. It can never happen that way.
Yeah.
You would think you're good at this, and then next thing you're doing something. You're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't think I could actually do that. You know, that's the beauty of being a creative.
It's cool what mistakes can give you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, because while you're trying to figure this thing out and whatnot, and from nowhere you get this dope sample and you build on that 5 seconds and it becomes a whole song.
The funny thing is that the songs that we're doing now were written 3 years ago.
Wow.
And we couldn't find the right tune and the right flow and the right delivery there.
Yeah.
So we revisited the same songs. And when we did them this time, because we identified better with rock now and pop music, it gave it like a proper feel. Because we're very, you know, rock stars, very emotional beings. They always want to express themselves.
Yeah.
You know, throw things around, break things. So that was the right sound for what we're trying to push. So that's why we stuck with the punk rock
Yeah.
With them little bit of fella afro, you know. Yeah.
You know, it's I can't wait for you guys to actually start traveling, because what you come back with is going to be dope. Like I can already sense that I am going to follow this group for a very long time to come.
Are you saying that? Or
no, I'm not just saying that. Like, you can ask these guys when I say something, like, I mean it. I'm not, you know what I mean? Because from what I can gather, like, you guys are breaking new ground. You're looking for new things to do. Yeah. And experience is the best teacher. Like, you, as much as I can play you Nigerian music, you won't know what Nigeria is until you go to Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know,
and learn about the culture.
Yeah. You know,
amazing what being open up to learning can do to anybody.
For sure.
Yeah.
I find people that say they know things are the ones I don't want to hang around. Don't tell me you know.
Show me.
Let's discover. You know what I mean?
Yeah, word.
Yeah, educate me. Don't you know, condemn me to stupidity for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Open my eyes to certain things and let's move, man.
And it's also good that they're not conforming. You know,
right?
The fact that they say we want to be a live band type of a band, like, that it's great. You could see there are a lot of people like who are all for, I want to release an album, I want to do, and they're like, no, give us live performances, we're good. It's good not to conform. It's really not that bad.
Yeah. Can I ask you, gentle brothers? This is a question that I would assume you guys have, you know, answered on your own personally in your own space. Where do you guys see the music going? Like, if one day I bump into you and you say to me I'm successful, what would have happened for you guys to feel that way?
Musically.
Yeah, musically, life-wise, well,
if I wake up every morning and I have enough cash not to do anything but play drums or saxophone, keys, you know, as long as it's music, that's success for me.
Yeah.
Enough money not to go anywhere but stay in studio and do music.
For sure.
That's what it is.
Feel that?
True. Tembi Nader.
Yeah, dude, that's true. Like, man.
That's all I want. Everything up for that.
Yeah. Everything.
Yeah, but he summed it up, man. Like,
Because
to afford yourself, man, like, just afford everything you want, like, in life, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just play the music. Play the guitar. Play the guitar.
Yeah. It's kind of funny how life can get in the way sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Fellas, man, it's been so dope hanging out with you guys. My producer is already telling me to wrap it up.
Is it done?
It's done, man.
My producer, I don't like us. What's going on? Is it a she?
Stop, she's man. Behind you. She's behind you that time.
Ah, it's cool.
Yeah, man.
No. I still want to tell the people about your music.
Hey, man. Hey, I will tell you this. It's been an experience hanging out with you guys. How do we keep up with you guys on social platforms? You can put out your own Instagram, Twitter handles, or you can put out the groups. Either way.
Just Strain Brain Experience SA Facebook page.
Yeah.
Check this out. But since you guys want to come to our gig, right, we can exchange numbers. We'll send you.
All right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah. And what
personal invitation.
Cool. Be on Instagram as well.
Please. No. We'll hook.
I'm
we'll
not
hook
rushing,
up.
Sister. we are employing. Yeah, we are employing a different strategy mechanism. You know, structure. You know. Yeah.
Bona. After those words, viva la revolution.
Yeah.
Aluta continua,
man.
The Train Brain Experience. Gentle brothers, thank you so much for coming through.
Yeah, man.
It was really dope talking to you guys, man. On the day, 4th and 5th of August, we're going to be out there in Pretoria hanging out. We'll let our listeners know about it. We'll tweet it out, put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just like that, we out of here, man. Love monkeys.
Yeah, man.
Can we head back to the 012?
Of course.
Well, here's how we close it with Train Brain. 1, 2, 3, go! Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.